Newsflash, Lady Jig, stop dating.
It's true. Stop the press. Lady Jig has stopped dating. I'm over it. I'm over it. No, I think I've reached the point where I'm sick of going on different dates. Like, I was a serial dater, and now it's time for me to be single and go through my breakup finally without having to go on the next date. And I feel good about it. I think at first I was sad, not because I stopped dating, because, well, you know, sad about my relationship that ended almost a year ago. Actually, maybe that's why I'm feeling more sad now, because it's about a year since me and my ex broke up. And there are times when I'm like it feels really fresh, like it just happened like yesterday. Then there are times where it feels like, damn, that was so long ago. And there are times where I feel like as if, like, you know, it never happened, like a relationship. It's just kind of weird. But I'm, you know, I'm glad that I'm decided to just, you know, not be in a relationship anymore from that relationship, but also decided to stop dating altogether. Yeah, I was kind of talking to different guys, and I ended with one because it just seems like he's just all about the sex, and I'm not that way, you know. I don't want that anymore. Maybe a few months ago I didn't give a shit, but then, yeah. And then another dude, he was really nice and he's cool, but I just didn't see anything happening with him, so I ended it. And then one guy I accidentally ended, meaning I accidentally sent a text to him that was supposed to go to my sister about another guy, and he stopped talking to me. So I was really sad about that one, and I didn't even, we only dated twice. We only went two dates twice, and then we made out the second time, and I don't know, I think I had this connection or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then I realized, you know, I thought to myself, why am I feeling so sad about this guy? Like, I don't really know him that well, and there are times where he wouldn't really, I don't know, he just wouldn't ask me out or start a conversation. I don't know, there's just something that didn't seem right. Not that it was perfect, but I don't know. I think in a way that was like a blessing in disguise. I think I saw that as a clean slate for me to just end it all together, and I did. And it was great. Now I'm feeling better about myself. I was feeling like shit when I woke up this morning, you know, feeling sad, thinking about my ex, and I don't know, it's a process, and I finally just want to be single, do my own thing. I, you know, I used to be feeling like kind of lonely when I didn't receive any text from a dude. Now I'm like, I'm glad I'm not getting any texts, because it's just like, it takes a lot of energy to respond, you know, and think like, oh fuck, I didn't respond, he might think this of me, or he didn't text me for a while, he might think this of me, etc., etc. I hate having those assumptions, you know. And I think it's best for me to just not date anymore. Just take a break. This is also a break from online dating especially. So I no longer have any apps. I still have the accounts, but I don't have the app. So I'm not tempted to go on there and just look at guys and whatnot. So I'm okay with that. And, you know, if in person someone were to ask me out, then I'll possibly consider it. But honestly, like, if they do, like, I don't see it as a big thing, a deal, like they're just asking me out. But anyway, that's where I am now. But I tell you this, man, this morning I felt like shit, like really depressed, and I pushed myself to work out and, you know, go to work. And at work I wasn't like my chippy morning self. I was very like not feeling. My coworker kind of laughed at me because he saw how miserable I was, and I didn't even laugh back. And he was kind of like, oh, what's wrong, you party too much? Like, I was like, nah. Like, he threw me off when he laughed at me. I was like, bro, I'm fucking in pain right now. But I didn't say that, I just let it go. He, like, he don't know what I'm going through. I'm sure if he did, he wouldn't have done that. But I think he was just shocked, like I was like really sad, because I'm not, I usually show like a smile or I'm more happy, but it's like, you know what, fuck it. Like, why do I have to be happy all the fucking time or show a smile when I'm not feeling it? So anyway, that is that. So yeah, I'm going through the motions with my breakup. Not that I haven't, but I think without having someone there, will really allow me to feel these feelings full force, rather than like, you know, yeah, I'll feel sad, but then I have a date on Friday, so I'm happy again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really feeling my emotions. Like, like that. I don't regret though that I started dating soon after the breakup. It is what it is. You know, I don't want to regret the stuff that I've done because in some ways it's taught me a lot of lessons in life. So yeah, maybe I would have slowed down a bit on the dating, but you know, it is what it is. I'm now here, and I'm ready to be single and also kind of, you know, make time for my friends and make new friends and even maybe take classes, maybe cooking classes and whatnot. So it's nice to just do me, you know what I mean? Just be me, be proud of like being single. Cause I think as we, you know, maybe, I don't know if this is like this for men, but for maybe women, especially as you're growing up as a young woman, a girl, maybe these ideas of like being someone is implanted. Like you watch all these Disney movies and thought of like all these princesses pining over Prince Charming and how wonderful of a life it would be if I was with Prince Charming. You know, I think those movies, not just Disney, but all kinds of TV and movies, they reflect that idea of like, I need a man to be happy. And that's not right, you know? Like, yeah, I can give you happiness, but you yourself gotta make yourself happy first before you do that. Like, I think it would be unfair for me to be in a relationship if I wasn't ready, if I wasn't fully over my ex. I'm over him in a sense, like, I know I don't want to be with him, but not over him in a way, like, I still have lingering feelings of anger and being betrayed by him, etc., etc. So I want to be able to be in a good place when I start a relationship, you know? I want to be at the point where I've already forgiven him and I can accept that he's going to have his own life without me, be happy without me, and so on. So anyway, this is a little bit deep, but if you're listening out there and you're tuning in, you know, what kind of advice would you give me for someone who's dealing with a loss, like a breakup? Because, you know, my ex, yeah, he was a partner, my lover, whatever, my love of my life at that time, but he's also my best friend, which I think, if anything, is probably one of the most devastating things to lose, is your best friend, you know what I mean? Because, you know, intimate relationships can come and go. Not to say those are painful once those are lost, but a friendship, you know, those usually last for a hell long, you know what I mean? Like, really long. Because when you have a intimate relationship, that can end, you know what I mean? You're not gonna be too butthurt, but when you become best friends, that's what's really devastating. But anyway, I'm just releasing out my emotions here, and if even one person listens, that's so great. But if not, that's all good too. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Have a wonderful evening. Take care. Bye.